Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Marang.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harris and Marang. That's Daniel Marang right next to me. My name is Patrick Harris. We do this bad boy every single day from 10 to 1 p.m. We're happy to have you. Thanks for being a part of our day. After us will be Ducks Insider from 1 to 2. Did I say that plural again? Dang it, I'm trying to correct myself. Duck Insider, singular, coming up after us from 1 to 2. Then it's the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then, you know what it is, baby. It's primetime, 3 to 7 to take you all the way home. Finish up 13 hours of live local regional sports talk radio. At least we're all live and local broadcasting, if not everything is about live and local. But we do our best here. We do our best. Coming up this hour, we'll get to some fun stuff. We'll have a little bit of World Cup chatter as the draw was today. I will like to thank my co-host to my left for obliging me in a little baseball and soccer on the show today. That makes me feel real happy. Makes my heart all warm. We'll also get to a team that I guess we voted we don't want to play anymore. That's strange to me, and maybe we can closing arguments with some Blazer chatter to finish up this hour. But Danny, you put this story in front of my face yesterday. A trio of players in the NBA that are, by all accounts, good players. But
sure.
But they're good.
Yeah.
But nobody wants them. And these three players would be LaMelo Ball, Trae Young, and Ja Morant.
It's weird. I've been talking about these guys for about 2 years now. This exact threesome. And because behind the scenes, all three have been on the trade market. Not out there for Shams to be like, oh, No, they've been, all three teams have actively shopped these guys for the past 2 years.
Man, the Trae Young conversation, I feel like, has been had for years now.
Well, look, I'm not breaking any news here to anybody who pays attention. Trae Young is one of the most disliked players among players in the entire NBA.
And why is that?
He's a D-bag.
He's just a bag?
I have talked to his former teammates. They hate his guts. I had a player who has been an all-star bleep him up and down in the hallway in front where everybody else could see to me. And I was like, damn, it's that bad? And then I had another one of his former teammates and another one of his former teammates. It was just like, I hate that guy.
Crazy.
Like, I was, I was like, I knew people didn't like him, but like,
I mean, he seems like a scrappy kind of player a little bit, but I didn't realize that translated to I hate you.
Guys do not like him.
Well, I think one thing that struggles with all three of these dudes too, and I hate we're having this conversation about Ja Morant again, because I just, you know me, I used to be in love with Ja Morant. I think a lot of us were.
I had him number one on my board that year.
Yeah, and that was the Zion year.
Yes,
right?
I had him above Zion.
And I think the problem is with a lot of it is just their styles of play also don't fit with anybody. Like, that's the real challenge. And then you want to throw on top of that that you're a bag? Because, look, I bet you there's a lot of people that don't like Draymond Green, but you'd put up with it if he was on your team.
He hoops.
You know what I mean?
He wins.
And so it's like, being a great player will solve a lot of
problems. Jimmy Butler wears on
everybody.
Guess who wants to play with Jimmy Butler?
Everybody. I mean, I love Jimmy Butler, yes. And he wears on me.
Yes.
Kyrie's the same way. Everybody's like, this dude is a weirdo. I'd take him on my squad any day. Best handles I ever seen.
Guys love him, man.
And that's, I think, the biggest problem with these dudes. Like, let's take our Blazers for a moment, okay? Do any of these, let's say they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of these players fit on our team? And let's take Ja and Trae Young would only work on the Blazers because they're missing guards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. But if everybody's healthy, I don't think those two add anything
and
to the squad.
And if you think Dame's a bad defender, wait till you see Trae Young.
Oh, goodness gracious. Dame at least gives effort.
And he's got legitimate size. Trae is one of the smallest guys in the league. It actually plays. Like, TJ McConnell is small, but TJ plays harder than damn near everybody in the league. Trae is a traffic cone.
And LaMelo is in this.
When Trae Young is on the floor, they have one of the worst defenses in the league. When Trae Young is off the floor, they have a top five unit.
That's insane.
That's how far apart they are.
And are you only playing Trae Young because he's getting paid?
No, you're playing him because as an offensive player, he's one of the best floor raisers in the entire league. Trae Young is one of the five best passers in the league. His three-point shot, his percentage has been just dog water
for a while
now. People
should love a guy that passes the ball a lot.
But the problem is he passes when he wants to give it up. Now, he creates a lot of shots that are good shots, but you don't get the ball unless he lets you have it.
And he is not good enough to make that decision. Dude, if I'm playing with Steph Curry and he decides he's going to let me have the ball, I'm like, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that, sir.
But
I'll
also,
make the shot, sir.
What does Steph do? He plays off the ball.
Yeah. Steph does a lot more. I'm just using it as an example. Like, if you want to be Steph Curry caliber talent, then you can decide when I get the basketball.
Ja is an elite playmaker, and a lot of that has fallen away.
Dude, elite athlete,
too. He's the only guy in college basketball history to average 15 points, 10 assists. He did it at Murray State. He elevated Murray State to a real team. That's how good he is.
I won money off him.
Yes, he's... Wait, you gambled?
I always gamble March Madness.
Oh,
and well, a lot of it back in the day was like filling out brackets and getting in a pool. Like, I won money because of Ja Morant.
So the reason we're talking about this is Tim McMahon and Bobby Marks wrote an article that is about a public dragging. This is a full-on Game of Thrones, shame, shame, ring the bell, shame show for these three guys.
Mm-hmm.
And each of these guys, Trae gets a little bit of love because he did take that team to the 2021 Eastern Conference Finals, and he was crazy, and F. Trae Young, and all the stuff that came out of that.
Pretty good at Oklahoma, too, right?
Yeah, all three of these guys were great young players. When they're talking about LaMelo, they're like, nobody's ever questioned the talent. He's 6'8". He's a passing savant, but he's dumb as a box of rocks on a basketball court.
Yeah, and he's like in that middle zone of like, where would you play him?
I mean, no, he's a primary ball handler. He is. And his ability to create is crazy, but his shot selection is insane. He plays like he's still at Chino Hills. Defensively, he wanes endlessly back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then Ja, he's just brain neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't say why.
Like, well, can't get out of his own way.
I won't say why, but everybody who behind the scenes knows why. And it's not good. Like, it's not just the guns. It's not just him getting into trouble. There are more issues there, which teams are like, nope, absolutely not. Between him, who he hangs out with, who empowers him, his dad, it is a complete and utter S show.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I hope the NBA is learning a lesson with these three guys.
Ja was supposed to be the guy that took over for Nike.
He really was. I mean, he was a future face of the league.
American born?
Mm-hmm.
And you,
good looking, super athletic.
And you had the crossover between both white and black.
Truth.
White fans were messing with Ja like they were AI.
That's the truth.
Like, that was a real thing.
Mm-hmm, because the athleticism, the
showman, way he played.
The way he played. Like, that's why I fell in love
with
him.
Yes. And like, so you had a quote unquote urban star that crossed over. And that's a rare commodity in the NBA.
It really is.
And I know that sounds kind of nasty.
No, but
when you're talking about it from like a marketing standpoint, mm-hmm. that's a guy that you can pump up.
And look, if I use the Blazers as context for these mm-hmm. three players, I mean, I guess I would take a flyer on LaMelo, maybe.
I wouldn't touch either of these these guys.
Of the three, if I had to, maybe I'll take LaMelo.
Where's the firing squad?
Yeah, I don't know. But if the Blazers are in a situation where A, they could use scoring,
mm-hmm.
A, we could use bodies that play guards, if that's a team, and I'm not saying they are or aren't, but I'm using them in the hypothetical, if that's a team that has scoring needs, has healthy body needs, saying no, what's the rest of the league going
to
say?
Well, I mean, they came to the conclusion that all three of these guys have negative trade value.
Yeah, like a team in Minnesota, okay? They're knocking on the door. Mm-hmm. They're knocking on. They got a little bit of an SGA problem.
Another ball handler outside of Ant.
They're not touching these dudes for free.
You know who's touching them? Sacramento, Brooklyn.
To what? Maybe
New Orleans.
Maybe sign, get some more fans in the seats?
Yes. Like
that's a dangerous place
to live,
Danny.
There's a very strong belief that Ja Morant is going to end up in Sacramento.
Might as well be out of the league at
because
that point.
Because Vivek is like, sure.
Sure. We'll take anybody right now. Oh, imagine Ja, the influence of him on Ace Bailey.
In Utah?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like putting him with a young kid like that, like that's already got kind of attitude issues.
What the CBA has done financially is have teams that go. So Ja and Trey are both up for extensions. Those talks weren't had.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jaren was re-signed in Memphis and Desmond was like, I'm out.
See ya.
They had to give Jaren the money to put up with this.
Yeah.
Trey, again, multiple recent teammates don't like him.
Well, and now there's talk about in Memphis about having to choose between either Triple J or Zach Edey.
Yeah, which is no.
People. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
But I've seen guys. What is it? The HP, the
yeah,
hardwood
Matt
paroxysm.
Moore.
Yes, yeah. Saying that it seems like they want to build around Zach Edey,
which
would mean putting Triple J into a
block,
secondary
yeah.
role. And but yeah, that don't make no sense to me either. That's like wiping before you poop, as Brand Man says.
Well, I hope this puts the NBA on high alert when it comes to some of these guys.
Well, it has. Like you look around the league right now. It's the same with the CBA. Financially, it's a real deal because, you know, in the past, Ja and Trey, you just would have paid him, figured it out.
Yeah.
Like, and to your point of, like, if we had to choose, I would go with LaMelo because of the talent's there and because of the size. Trey's 5'11", Ja's 6'1", and he's injured all the time. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like LaMelo isn't injured all the time, but at least he's 6'7".
I've also lived in small guard world, quote-unquote,
and those guys are both much smaller.
And those guys are much smaller, yeah.
So, hard pass on that. But it's not just the CBA and as it pertains to the finances. When you're looking at paying a guy $50 million a year, you have to get it right.
You have to.
Because it has to be the whole package. Otherwise, look, I mean, look what Keegan Murray got. And everybody's like, wow, good for you, Keegan. Like, I don't know why I would pay him that,
dude,
but Kings.
Two Blazer contracts I can think of that come off the top of my head instantly. Evan Turner and Allen Crabbe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
that was in a less punitive era.
That's a lot of money
but
for those guys.
But look at the deals that Two and Shaden just signed. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't the deals that, you know, would have gotten in the past.
We talked about Shaden Sharpe potentially getting 100 mil, and I love that the Blazers got him at 90 mil. You know, I know that you can go back and forth on Shea at times, and I don't mean to turn this into a Shaden Sharpe thing, but like 90 mil, dude, I'm willing to spend that money if he does pan out.
It's starter level money.
That's a good investment. But paying, you know, 150, 170 for Ja Morant.
Zach LaVines of the world aren't getting that money anymore. Ja Morant's like, if you've got stuff, nobody's paying you unless it's Brooklyn, Sacramento, New Orleans. The franchises that are bereft of any identity, any path, and they just don't care.
And Zach LaVine is a great, great person to bring up because
by all
accounts, seems like an okay guy.
Perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
Him and DeMar ruffled some feathers, and they were able to squash and they ended up back together in Sacramento.
That's two guys that's two guys that want the ball.
Yeah.
But for the most part, seems like an okay guy. Pretty good player.
But you're paying him probably $15 million more than you should.
He's athletic and can jump out of a gym, so there's excitement
there. He's a 25-a-game scorer.
And nobody wanted him. Nobody still wants him. You know, he's in Chicago, and every year it's like, well, even if Blazer fans, should we go get Zach LaVine?
Then he ends up in Sacramento.
When Denver went on a run, it was like, should we go get Zach LaVine? And then we're like, we're going to go get Aaron Gordon instead. Because he fits what we want. Aaron Gordon, better player. And fits in a team environment.
Fit matters more in the NBA than it ever has.
And that's why these three dudes are the three guys on the way looking out. Like, if you're Charlotte, it's like, damn.
Well, now they're looking at Brandon.
Damn it.
No, they're looking at Brandon Miller. They're looking at Colin Knipple. Like, those are the guys.
They're moving on.
That's what they're pushing forward with.
Yeah, they're moving on.
If they could get LaMelo and get a positive return for him, he'd be gone. Same with Jaw, same with Trey. All three of those guys, if they could get positive returns, they'd be gone.
They would be gone already.
They'd be like, we're good.
All right, we come back, we'll chat a little World Cup draw just for funsies here, and then we won't talk about it ever again until the World Cup happens in June. Fair? Fair? Everybody on the same page with that? We're having fun here, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know, isn't this the number one watched YouTube video of all time?
Hit the wrong button. Yes, it is. Still, I've done that
with the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Actually, I did it yesterday, too.
It's still number one. I looked that up, what is it, like 2 weeks ago?
I think I heard this song like once, and then I only hear it on this show.
I'm sorry. I just like it's.
Oh no, there's no apology.
To me, it's a banger.
It's just a fascinating thing for me that it's like the number one song of all time, and I like really don't know it.
Yeah.
It's just until he says Gundam Style. I would not remember that this is the song.
I think one of at least two songs in the Bump Back Rotators that have like basically zero English in it.
Mm.
The other one is that Adriano Celentano.
The fake English one.
The fake English one, yes.
I do like that. We're worldwide on this program here, huh? Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
In fact, we are so worldwide, we're going to talk about the number one sport in the world. And no, Danny, it is not your Oregon Ducks.
I don't care.
The World Cup draw just happened. If you're unfamiliar, this is a game called football. They use their feet. You can't use your hands unless you're the only person who can stop the ball. It is the number one sport in the world. They do a giant tournament. They have bumped it up to more teams this year, which has created some playoffs.
You know what?
Hmm.
It might be the number one sport in the world, but you know what is the world's favorite flavor of ice cream, too? Vanilla.
God, you anti-soccer people. You guys get, like, the lamest jokes in the world.
That's not a joke. It's a fact.
What's wrong with vanilla?
It's a base.
You're a base.
It's...
He's a hoe.
That's all I got for you, Rusty.
Sticks and stones can break my bones.
We'll see how it turns out. There's more teams in the pool this year than there ever has been as they've expanded it. They obviously will not go backwards, but if you're a fan of NCAA tournament expansion, like, take a peek at this, because this is not going to go well. Mm. There are a lot of teams in this that do not deserve to be in it. It was somehow created, I think, to get more eyeballs and more countries and participation and money, obviously. But it's also bailed out some teams that had really piss-poor qualification. Mm. Looking at you, Italy. Mm. Like, if you're not good enough to make the World Cup, you shouldn't. That being said, for you that are interested in good old Stars and Stripes, USA is in Group D. It is not the group of death. They will take on Paraguay, Australia, and the winner of a playoff, which I can't remember who's in it, but I'm not scared of any of them.
It's a good place to be.
Great place to be. The group of death, I'm going to go with
two potentials.
I'm going to go with Group C off the bat. Brazil, Morocco, which is the wild card favorite to win the World Cup. And Scotland has the Serie A player of the year last year in Scott McTominay. And also Andy Robertson of my Liverpool. A good little club in Scotland. That's going to be a tough group.
I will say, Zach on the YouTubes dropped a line of FIFA's for sure the top three most corrupt sports organizations. We had this discussion coming into today's show.
They're not top three. They're number one.
I think you can actually drop sports.
I think there are countries in Africa that are less corrupt than FIFA.
Yes. For those that don't know, multiple people are in jail and tens of thousands of people died over the Qatar World Cup because they actually imported slave labor from a lot of Southern Asia, promised them green cards and visas and all these things, and then summarily had them basically killed while working as slave labor building the facilities around Qatar in 110-degree heat.
FIFA is a bad place. The good news is that unless games are actually secretly fixed and we don't know about it, at least it plays out on the field.
Yeah, we don't have the Russian judge, as it were, here.
Yeah, if you think the college football playoff is loaded by ESPN and their agenda, mm-hmm. FIFA step right
or
in.
Or China with their gymnasts that are 11 years old.
Yeah. FIFA, none of these teams hold a candle to them.
Or Russia and their doping.
Another kind of scary group would be Group L. That's England, Croatia, Ghana, and Panama. Thank mm-hmm. God USA dodged Ghana. Was so terrified we were going to get Ghana again. You want to talk about landing in a De Boer problem?
Yeah, that's a bad one.
USA's got a giant
was that,
Ghana
was
problem.
That a, was that 08?
It's two World Cups. Yeah. It's 06.
06, sorry.
No. It's 10 and 14 or 8 and 14. Sorry, 6 and 14. 6 is the Italy year. That's all I can remember. I hated Italy. And it turns out they got a giant cheating scandal in their country.
Who knew?
Guess randomly, what? We hate you too.
Randomly won the World Cup that year too. Italy.
Arrivederci. Buongiorno.
Ciao belly.
Yeah. I do love when Brad Pitt says that. Arrivederci.
Yeah. Out the side of his mouth.
That's pretty good. Did you was there another group of death that you were concerned about?
Yeah, but I can't remember off the top of my head now. There was another one and there was two that was in there now.
France, Senegal, Norway should be spicy.
That's the one.
The Senegalese are always a tough
spot.
Yeah,
I've got it right here. I just was able to scroll down. And then they got the playoff group.
The only thing that stinks is sometimes there's some groups that I like really want to see these two teams play. Like Group H, for example, has Spain and Uruguay. I really, really want to watch that game. The problem is they have Cape Verde, which is like Coast Green. I don't really know what that means. And Saudi Arabia, who are better than people think, but are not
Cape
amazing.
Verde, that sounds like a burrito dish.
Right? Totally. That's what I thought. And so Spain, Uruguay will play to like a 0-0 tie. But your favorites, if you want to be a bet, if you want to pretend like you're the smartest people in the world, Canada is going to be a lot better than people realize. Germany will be fascinating because they're young. The Netherlands are old, so we'll see how that turns out. Same with Belgium. Spain are the odds-on favorites. France is loaded.
Are you gonna talent. Are you gonna try to go to a game in Seattle?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't care if it's Cape Verde in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. I'm going. I want to see a World Cup.
We have Seattle. There's one in Vancouver too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm only gonna go to Seattle. I mean, unless Vancouver is like a banger of a game, I think I can only afford and time permitting.
Well, and that's like doubling your drive too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big one.
It is, but like again, it's a World Cup on home soil. Well, I guess Vancouver's technically not, but I mean, you know what I mean. This kind of thing doesn't happen very often. So
no, it really doesn't.
Where does this rank for you in lifetime viewing opportunities? Like the Masters, Super Bowl, you know, British Open, like, you know what I mean? Like
number one for me was a World Series. Yeah. And I've been fortunate enough to cross that off in for Cleveland your team. With my team. Yeah. So I've seen a World Series game. Very, very fortunate.
In the hometown, you know, in your home team's
town.
Park.
Yep. Yep. And won a game. LeBron James was in the house as well. So that was really fun. A World Cup might be number two.
Yeah.
I have a really weird, weird affinity for the Australian Open, but that goes back to my bartending days. But I think World Cup is number two for me
because it would be on in the middle of the night when we're closing down the shop.
You got it. Yeah. I go to somebody's house or to the bar after I'm done. And it's live sporting event on television is the Australian Open.
Look, and we always called it too. My wife, before we were married and dating, she lived like in the apartment complex behind the old Chicago. And once we closed down, a bunch of us would go to her apartment and we called it Club Mandy.
Yep. if I could see Team USA.
On U.S. soil?
On U.S. soil, in Seattle.
Be pretty dope.
A city that I know really well and
enjoy a good soccer
really
city.
Well, and a great soccer city with a great stadium in Lumen Field. That would be pretty high on my list.
Mine would be in Zach Bench's Olympics. I don't know if I'd rather be in the arena for, like, let's say USA-France.
Mm-hmm.
You know, USA snatches France's soul on French soil.
That would have been amazing.
Especially with what Steph did. Maybe his greatest performance in his career.
He created the night-night.
I mean, that's what he solidified it. But I'd also love to be, like, the Olympics are going to be in L.A., in Memorial Stadium. Memorial Coliseum, for, like, the track and field events.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean,
it'd be very old-school feeling.
Well, it's 100 years old.
So old, yeah. It would feel, you know, harken back to the 1980, right? 1980 Olympics.
And 24.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. Olympics are interesting, yeah. And especially with the way basketball is right now. With the world catching
pretty good.
Up.
Look, I've said this now for 2 years. I don't think the U.S. is going to be favored going into the Olympics. I don't think they're going to be the gold medal favorite.
I would love to watch a USA-Canada Olympic matchup, you know.
USA-France is the one, obviously. Well, yeah, I would be want to be in for, because I think France is going to be an absolute demon in 28.
Just to put a little bow on this real quick, and then we'll move on to a little bit of college football nuggies. You'll want to watch Norway. They have a guy named Erling Haaland who scores lots of goals.
Might be the best player in the lineup.
I do know that name.
You do know Erling Haaland?
I do know that name.
Beautiful blonde.
He's that super blonde dude, right?
Yeah.
Giant Norwegian dude. Yep, he is really, really fun. England is the second favorite to win the World Cup. They will somehow blow it,
which
like
is interesting
because
they're the number four team in the world. Second favorite, but number four team in the world.
It's the names. It's just the names,
yeah,
dude.
It's weird.
I mean, you have Declan Rice, Phil Foden, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Harry
Everybody
Kane.
Just tuned out and said, who?
I know. But like, of the top 100 players in the world,
yeah, they've got a bunch.
They've got their entire starting team is a top 100 player. Some other fun teams. Let me try to hurry up. Austria will be good, so keep an eye on them. The African teams are always fascinating, except for South Africa. They're terrible. They are fascinating. Put a little eyeball on South Korea with Sun Hong Yeon Min, who plays for the LAFC right now. He is a great player as well. It's our birthright as Americans to root against Mexico in soccer.
Indeed.
Love the Mexican people. Some of my favorite people I've ever worked with, met in my entire life. Love their country. Hate their soccer team. Dos a cero, bitches.
Mm.
There's Rust with Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm going to spin some Randy Newman tonight when I get home. I'm going to drink a bottle of Jameson tonight. Just one of them tiny little airplane bottles. I stole that. That's a line Dave Matthews once told me.
You said, you specifically?
I was probably like 100 feet from him when he said it.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to drink a bottle of Jameson tonight. Mm. We were like, dope, dude. That's awesome. He's like, I'm just chugging one of them little tiny bottles. Mm. Then we were like, a pint?
Mm.
I'm such a loser. I own it though. Like, look, if there's anything I can tell you is I might be a loser, but no one is more happy to be a loser than me.
I'm not anti-Dave like I am with the Grateful Dead, but I'm not pro-Dave.
I know you're not. Nobody is.
I mean, clearly plenty of people are.
I think I've been to more Dave Matthews concerts than any other act, and I am.
I know I have, and I'm proud of it.
Well, I'm just saying, but I got over them a long time ago. Nothing against them, they're fine. I was fine with the first, I think two albums, maybe the third, but after
the third
that,
is
like,
the opus.
Like, I'm out.
The third's the best one.
Nah.
Dramatic pause.
No thanks.
Dramatic pause.
No thanks.
I did find out there's a chance I could watch Belgium and Egypt and my favorite player in the world, Mo Salah, in Seattle for the World Cup, so that got me a little excited during the break. I'm going to have to break it down. I have to reach out to my buddy who's got the connects for tickets and see if he can't help me out, and I'll go with him. Have you been following this story, Danny, coming out of Kansas State?
Yeah, I mean, surprise, retirement.
Kind of out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
The coaching carousel keeps getting weird.
I mean, Kleiman's a guy who's kind of a guy that was about as connected as much as one can be, I think, to a program like a Ferentz.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think he was anything about that. He was going to go anywhere. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, he's done.
Because they wanted their next Snyder.
Yeah.
They wanted their next Snyder, someone who's going to be there forever.
That's what you thought Kleiman was going to be. And he was like, no, I'm out. I'm retiring. Like,
yeah.
But they're keeping it in the family.
They are keeping it in the family. But the weirdest thing about this whole situation is it sounds like they had a team meeting. They talked to the players and everyone voted to not be in a bowl game this year. What that is the strangest thing to me.
I think it's
did
probably,
something really go bad? Is that why he retired?
Yeah, I think something might have gone sideways, and maybe this world isn't for him anymore.
There's a weird story going on at Ohio University too. Bobcats, have you seen?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Their coach was basically escorted off campus, and he is in court with sealed affidavit from his wife. And nobody knows what's going on. They assume she's filing for divorce, and so they assume something happened there too, but if school officials have escorted you off campus,
that's it. We don't, your problems are not our problems.
Getting a divorce and adultery is not something that can get you fired.
No.
Unless it's on school grounds or with somebody.
With a school employee.
Exactly. That can be problematic.
Or a student.
Yeah.
So I definitely don't want to go there and say it's something like that at K-State, but that, like, what did you do to get your whole team to say, I don't want to go to a bowl game? Look, when you're a team that doesn't have national championship aspirations, you know, look, if Oregon went to the Alamo Bowl this year, I think people would be pretty darn devastated on that. But if my team went to an Alamo Bowl this year, I would be stoked. And I feel like Kansas State players should be in the same zone. Are you looking at me weird because I accidentally picked the bowl that USC is projected to go to?
No.
I didn't mean to. I should have said the Sun Bowl in El Paso.
There you go.
I'm happy to go to the Sun Bowl in El Paso because my team won six games and I'm going bowling.
There you go.
And if I'm K-State, I know there were some high projections at the beginning of the year, preseason ranked.
Mm-hmm.
The big weird game in Ireland against Iowa State was kind of funky. So things went off the rails, but you still qualified for a bowl game. I'm happy to go, you know, play a bowl game in Tennessee, or maybe I get the Hawaii Bowl. You know, maybe I get lucky and get the Hawaii Bowl.
I wonder what the dropout rate for bowl participants is at the Hawaii Bowl.
I'm going to go with zero.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty low.
Look, there might be five people in the stands at the Bahamas Bowl, but I'm going.
Right?
We're all going.
Like, I'll take that
one. I'm standing up in that team meeting, and I'm looking at every single person in the face and saying, I swear to dear tiny infant baby Jesus, if one of you votes no, you're gone.
Yeah.
We're escorting you off
the property. We're getting paid to go to
instantly.
The Bahamas. Shut up. In December.
We can lose by 70.
Yeah.
We can pull the pit against Notre Dame card. I don't care if we get blown out. And then get blown out. You're in the Bahamas. You're not going to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
That's
Boise
so funny.
In Denver,
I literally was about to
December.
Say, I wonder what the dropout rate is at the Potato Bowl.
Dude, Albertsons Field in Boise is a really nice stadium.
Yeah.
It's a really cool place. It's Idaho in December.
Yeah,
it's not fun. It's not fun.
No.
There's a reason, like, Washington State doesn't have a bowl game they sponsor in Seattle. Because it's not fun to play football in December here.
No.
I'm just shocked that K-State doesn't want to go to a bowl game. It's just kind of weird to me.
It is a little weird, but there's clearly something going on.
Has to be.
But they're bringing in Klein, you know, who was recently the offensive coordinator at A&M, K-State legend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, again, when we talk about these jobs around the country where, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have to hire in-house.
Right.
But like Stanford, you probably want to hire in-house. Kansas State, I think, is the place you want to.
Some jobs are just like that.
You know, with Campbell. Like,
what are they going to do when Ferentz goes to Iowa?
You're probably somebody in-house.
Probably in-house, somebody that, because you'll want to keep that Iowa tradition
Brawl
going.
Brawl at Louisville and kind of what they've done there. Like,
because other programs, you know, let's take Ohio State and Oregon, for example. Mm-hmm. You can have different coaches. Look, Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, and Ryan Day. I know Ryan Day comes from the herb tree, but those are three very, very different cultures.
100%.
Just look at the last three at Oregon. Willie Taggart, Mario Cristobal, and Dan Lanning.
Couldn't find three more different people.
That would be an awkward dinner date if I sat down with the three of them.
Oh, you do like the which table are you sitting at thing?
I might say no to that table. Just be weird.
Or you're like cringe, and you're like,
totally
send me to that table.
But I mean, look at even Alabama. Nick Saban built a brand there, and DeBoer is very different.
Oh, yeah.
And they can get away with that. Some places just either don't want to or can't. I mean, that's why Marcus Freeman does so well at Notre Dame right now. Because he just fits. He fits it.
Militant.
Yeah. Ty Willingham never fit that.
No. Nor did Weiss.
Nor did Charlie Weiss. Exactly. No. Great example. I don't think Brian Kelly did either.
No.
And he had a lot of success at Notre Dame. But he just didn't look right.
No.
He actually looks better at LSU from an aesthetic.
Yes. I would agree.
Than at Notre Dame. And some places want to carry that on. K-State, I guess, is trying.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be a punch in the gut. And you're right. Something must have gone down because there's no reason why they wouldn't go to a bowl game.
But again, this is another, you know, Power 4 job. It was at 13, 14 now?
So weird, man.
And this one was like, what?
And now
Iowa State needs a coach. So
who's left? Like, the dominoes continue to fall.
Yeah.
Is Iowa State the one that takes the brunt of all of this?
Because there's nothing left.
Penn State's failure has sunk Iowa State football. Brutal. Because you know Campbell's going to take a ton of people with him. He has to.
Yeah, I mean.
He has to.
Well, I mean,
they have two recruits.
Penn State has nobody.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we come back. Closing arguments. Let's talk a little Blazers. They're in action tonight. 105-1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right. right, that's going to do it for us today. Closing Arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information should you need some help. Steve is your man. Go check him out. Good little show today. Happy Friday. We'll send you into your weekend. The Blazers are in action tonight. Another early tip for you, Danny.
You love it.
I know you love it.
Because I get home before 11, dark 30.
I know, on a Friday, too.
And honestly, the away games, I'm just at the TV station.
I know.
So it's super chill.
Just you and Joe getting all fat and sassy.
It's me, Joe, producer Danny, Steve Dunn, and Deb Knapp will pop in. Dave Selesky.
I've never heard you talk about your producer.
Producer Danny?
Yeah. Good dude?
Good dude. Young man.
I don't know why I asked that question. Yeah, what were you going to be like? Ah, I hate the guy. He sucks.
No, he's good. The only thing I hold against him, he's a Duck fan.
Well.
But he's a Raider fan, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just torn from both sides for you.
One organization has won titles.
What's the injury report tonight? I haven't looked at it. Did you see it?
This guy's questionable.
Just questionable?
Yeah,
so just a coin flip. We'll find out when tip.
Danny's pretty beat up.
Might need a night off. Detroit's pretty good.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Let me pull it up. I was looking at it earlier. Donovan's still fighting some
mud
stuff,
butt.
Too. Yeah, so let's see. Yesterday, Donovan had the lower leg contusion. Chris has got the hip contusion. Rob was on the injury management. And then Young was with the Remix. I don't think he's going to join them here. So they're already a little shorthanded.
You know, it might be an okay night to just take off.
Detroit's pretty good.
They're pretty good. And boy, the guys could just use it. When's the next game? Is the next game Sunday?
Yeah, I think they have a game on the 7th, and then they have 4 days off because when we land in Baltimore, we're going to go out to dinner, do our thing. I got to be back to the hotel early because I got to do TV from the hotel.
You're doing TV from the hotel?
Yeah, I did it last year, too.
Would you like a surprise appearance from one Patrick Harris?
You want to pop in?
Big NBA guy.
There you go.
Talking to you Blazer folk out there.
Yeah, we did it. I want to say it was about 1:30 in the morning from my hotel room last year.
Oh, brutal because it's East Coast.
Yeah, and it was a home game then. So this one, I believe, is a road. I think it's Memphis, I think. I need to double check it. But
Memphis is in the Western Conference, aren't they? Western time zone?
They're a little close. I think the tip time's a little bit better this year, but also last year it was the Friday night, which was after like the big USA. For those that don't know, USA puts on for us.
I just got an email this morning about my dietary restrictions.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to tell them I'm allergic to meatloaf and pineapple.
The restaurant we went to last year, they shut down the entire restaurant on the Potomac, had a fireworks show.
Wow.
I mean, it was like a five-course dinner. It was an Italian restaurant. Some of the best food I've ever had.
Thank you for your service.
This is a hill that I will always die on, is that if you don't like meatloaf, it's because you've never had good meatloaf.
You know, and I also don't like turds because I've never eaten a great turd either.
God bless America.
I got bad jokes for days too, Rusty.
Meatloaf is delightful.
It's disgusting,
it's
dude.
It's awesome.
No.
You know, tell me next that you hate Sloppy Joe's too because all you've ever had is a manwich.
I don't really care for Sloppy Joe's either.
I'm with Harris on this.
I'm not anti-Sloppy Joe. It's just, I'm never like, ooh, that sounds good.
I make a tremendous Sloppy Joe.
I just...
Is that what you call it?
Dude.
I mean, that's what it's called.
My dad used to make meatloaf all the time when I was a kid, and I never ate it. I never ate it. The last time I ever saw my father, he made meatloaf for me, and my friends ate it and loved it and said it was fantastic. I took one bite, said, this is still disgusting. I said, Dad, I hate meatloaf. He goes, really? Since when? And I said, my entire life. And he goes, huh, I never knew that. I think that's the last conversation I ever had with my dad.
Wow.
It's about that damn meatloaf. It's about that damn meatloaf.
So there might be more to the meatloaf than just the meatloaf.
Well, when he was in a coma, I had a conversation, but he didn't really talk back. Should we just keep doubling down on this or what?
My God, I got like 45 seconds till I have to start this show close music. Can we get there?
Can we just all be quiet and wait the clock out here? Anybody got weekend plans?
So Blazers tonight, huh?
Anybody got good weekend plans?
Might head down to the coast for the old atmospheric river.
All right.
I tell you what, man.
Coast river
felt like an atmospheric
awesome.
River last night and into today.
Yeah,
good
last
God.
Night was wild. I had to go pick up my kids yesterday, and I'm standing outside waiting to grab them. It's just dumping on me. I have a liquor-based party tomorrow, so if I don't come in on Monday, y'all know why.
There you go.
Y'all know why.
Detroit favored by 7.5 tonight.
7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I might take it. The Blazers might just sit guys.
Well, you might have some guys sitting. You're already shorthanded. Cade Cunningham's playing at MVP level. Jalen Duren's been a monster. Like
2026-27 well, MVP. And Cade Cunningham, you heard it right
here.
I'm
not going to lie. That feels a little small to me because I think the other night there were 11.5-point dogs at Cleveland.
It was a pretty big number.
It was a big one.
Yeah, which was a little bit surprising. But also, they're at the end of a road trip.
And that was the second of a back-to-back.
And the Blazers have the toughest schedule in the league so far. After tonight's game, they switch to having the least difficult schedule the rest of the season.
And we will never talk about them again. Ever.
There you go. Nope.
Nope. No more Blazers ever again.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it for
all
us.
All USC.
That'll do it for us. I hope you all have a great weekend. We'll
and
catch
national
you.
Stuff. Yes.
We'll catch you on Monday. I'm not touching that one. That's my guy, Danny Meringue. That's Jeff Rust on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.